Well, Emily, welcome to Travel Writers Radio. It's good to have you on the line there. And they've done something really interesting at Sofitel, the luxury and upscale brands of the Accor Group. They've always been interested in the arts, but through the M Gallery collection, I think it's about 11 hotels in Australia and New Zealand, you've sort of gone really artsy by inviting writers in. And the short story collection has resulted from that. So where did that idea come from? It's a bit different.
It certainly is, Graham. I guess if I look at the M Gallery by Sofitel, they are a collection of luxury boutique hotels, all very unique and all brought to life through their own stories. So if I might give you an example, the Harbour Rocks Hotel in Sydney, it's a beautiful little hotel tucked away in the rocks, which was originally built in 1887 when the rocks were filled with sailors.
Yep.
And Eric was one of these sailors, and he fell in love with a local lady of the night named Scarlett. He was absolutely smitten and really very sad when he was sent away for a few months. Now, during this time, very sadly, Scarlett died of tuberculosis.
Oh.
And Eric was, as you can imagine, heartbroken. So the Harbour Rocks Hotel has really taken that story, and they have Eric's bar and Scarlett's restaurant to mark this love affair and the history of the area. Eric's bar serves what is called the Stolen Mojito, which is made with stolen rum, and it's sort of a nod to the fact that the sailors did drink in that area, and also, obviously, to Eric's and Scarlett's stolen love.
Mm. Oh, that's an interesting thing. So that gave you an idea, did it?
Well, this is just one example of how the stories are woven into all of our hotels. So each one of the properties has their own little story, and that might be brought forward through a drink or through the naming of a bar or through pictures that you see scattered throughout the hotels. And I guess it's for this reason that we did create the literary collection, because the alignment storytelling is really natural for us. It is absolutely key to every one of our M Gallery by Sofitel properties.
Right. And so, for those who perhaps haven't been to an M Gallery,
yes.
The buildings themselves are often quite unique, aren't they?
That's absolutely right. They are. So there are different types of hotels, some that are in beautiful, luxurious locations like Byron Bay, some that are in the city centre. So Hotel Lindrum, for example, has a very colourful past. It originally opened as a tea merchant in the 1900s, became the headquarters of the Herald in the 1920s.
Yes, I remember it well.
Did you play billiards there when it was leased by Walter Lindrum?
Yeah, I did, but I played billiards at Walter's earlier building in the city too, in a basement area there. I think it was a car park for the Herald when I worked at the Herald, and then it became the billiard salon, which a few of us played in there. And I've even been and had a meal there since.
So you have a very personal connection.
Well, I do. I spent the first 10 years of my journalistic life at that in that precinct. So yeah.
Tell us a few stories of your own.
But there's also, I know Mount Lofty House, for example. I travel to Adelaide a bit, and I've stayed there a couple of times now, and that's certainly got a history. I wouldn't mind betting there's ghosts over there, but I don't know what the story is from Mount Lofty, but... You know, that's another M Gallery product that I...
That's exactly right. So there are, in fact, 10 of them across Australia and New Zealand, and they do all have very interesting stories of their own, as you say.
You decided, let's take this one step further and let's get a bunch of writers to come and experience the product.
Exactly. So what we did, we're always looking, I guess, for new and interesting ways to talk about our hotels. And we partnered with the Wheeler Centre due to this, like, storytelling connection. So the Wheeler Centre is very famous in Melbourne, and has great relationships with award-winning authors. So we spoke to them about what could we do for the writer scene in Australia? How could we help?
Mm.
We have this opportunity through our storytelling. We have these hotels, and we would love to offer writers an opportunity to come and stay, sort of in residence, if you will.
Yep.
So with them, we talked about aligning writers to each one of our properties. And really, it's that kind of authenticity piece about giving these writers a little bit of a space away from their desk. So what the Wheeler Centre told us was, it's very hard for them. They spend every day writing in the same probably little kitchen table. And to give them a space to really be more creative or even just to take some time off and see something new is really great for them. So we thought, we have these beautiful hotels. Why don't we offer them an opportunity to come and stay with us? So they came and stayed with us, and as I mentioned, some of them really took that time just to get some headspace and clear their mind. And others, we were really wonderfully surprised, finished that chapter that they've been struggling over, and in one case actually even finished the book during their time with us.
Wow.
Which is, you know, that's really rewarding. That's everything that we had hoped might happen when we developed the program initially.
Mm. How long were they with you, roughly?
They were with us between 3 and 5 days, depending.
Okay.
And at the end of that experience, they also did an in-conversation. So what that was that was an opportunity for people who weren't necessarily staying in the hotel. So anybody in, you know, the areas that they were taking place, anybody could attend. And they were really beautiful, intimate evenings where the writer would do a bit of reading for us and then really just kind of throw it open to questions. So people asked them about where did they find their creativity, you know, what happens when they get writer's block, all those questions that you really wanted to have answered when you read books and get to know the writers a bit better.
Mm.
And they were amazingly frank and honest and open with us, and we had these beautiful experiences at the end of which they would sign books, and everybody went away happy.
Okay. But out of this has come an anthology of yours, Edition Deluxe, you've
That's
called it.
That's right, yes.
So does that mean each of the writers did actually create a piece specifically for you?
They absolutely did. So inspired by their stay, they all wrote short stories.
Right.
And some are actually about the hotel, and some are literally inspired by their stay. So
I was just going to ask, did anyone pick up on some of these existing stories about the hotels and take them further? Or?
They didn't really. They really created their own stories.
Okay.
So, you know, in Mount Lofty, as you mentioned, it was very much about the experience of the hotel itself.
Mm.
And some might just be a sense that they got of a stay in a hotel and then a story that is entirely different.
Mm. I mean, I found Mount Lofty interesting because it was a family summer home for, I think, a winemaker, if I'm not
That's
mistaken.
That's right, in the Adelaide Hills.
Yeah, and it was just that much cooler being up in the hills. And so there must have been interesting family stories. I imagine the hotel's a little enlarged from what it originally was, but there's cottages around the property and all. I mean, I think it's a wonderful location, and I would think there'd be prose dripping from the rafters over
Well,
there.
That's exactly right.
So how long did the whole process take from go to woe?
Well, I mean, you know, writers are very busy people, so it is an interesting process to try and arrange to bring them into the property.
Wrangle would be the word I'd be thinking.
Well, fortunately for us, that was something that the Wheeler Centre really took under their wing.
Okay.
So they have these relationships with the writers. But I guess it was something we started probably at the beginning of the year in the planning process. And 12 months later, I would say, we had our Edition Deluxe in our hand. So
Fantastic.
It was really something that the writers kind of at their leisure, but obviously we needed to arrange, at their leisure would come and stay in one of our properties.
Okay. So apart from positioning the brand,
yes.
Do you think that this association with the arts that you have within the Accor Group, do you think that's actually helping you to deliver business, which is, I guess, the bottom line that we're all looking to ultimately? So is it just nice, warm, fuzzy feeling, or do you think it actually is a successful strategy for you business-wise?
Well, I mean, we'd like to see it as a successful strategy business-wise, but ultimately, specifically for the M Gallery by Sofitel brand, this is about experiences. Like, these unique boutique hotels are all built around the experience that you have within there.
That was Graham Kemlow speaking with Emily Chill of Accor.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.